You know the vibes. Emergency edition.
No, bro.
Let me tell you something, right? There are dark forces at play in this universe. You see, recently I've been on point with my life. You know, I've been hitting the gym every day. I've been going to sleep nice and early. But tonight, for some reason, my soul was disturbed. I was laying in bed. I couldn't sleep. I was watching the Lakers and Knicks. I was watching Bam hit the game winner. Then I was watching Netflix after that. And I just couldn't fall asleep. And then my phone buzzes. And I'm hearing, by the way, the show is brought to you by NBA 2K25. But this, but my phone buzzes. And I'm hearing Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis. So I thought, okay, cool. There's no way this is real. I go on Twitter. I see Shams. Shams has tweeted it out. I said, no way is this real. Shams has got hacked. Shams tweets, no, this is real. I ring BJ. I said, BJ, what the hell's going on? BJ makes a few calls. He hits me back. He says, real. I said, God damn it. It's 5:30 in the morning. We're doing an emergency episode of the Hoop Genius podcast. Where the hell do we begin? This is my entire 30 years of living on this earth. This is the most surprising trade I've ever seen. BJ, have you ever seen a trade as surprising as this?
Well, I mean, look, everyone, for the most part, 99% of all the players get moved at some point during their career. That's just how it works.
Yeah, but the Mavs, they had Dirk, and he mentored Luka in his first season, and he's supposed to be Maverick for life. And Luka, one of the best young players in this league, he gets MVP shouts when he's healthy. They went to the finals last year, and now you send him to the Lakers in your own conference?
I'm just interested to see how this Luka LeBron experience is going to happen. That's what I'm expecting.
They're the same guy.
Well, let's talk about the trade.
Okay, let's talk about a trade. Okay, here's the full trade. The Lakers receive Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris. The Mavericks receive Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the Lakers' 2029 first-round pick, which would have been a super valuable first-round pick, but now they've got Luka Doncic, and I'm guessing they're going to be pretty good in 2029 when Luka Doncic is still there. The Jazz received Jalen Hood-Schifino, the 2025 Clippers second-round pick, and the 2025 Mavericks second pick. Now, the first thing is there are more moves to come because the Lakers are now desperately in need of some bigs. And the Mavericks, well, they tanked to get Derek Lively. They already had trade rumors about Daniel Gafford.
The Lakers are, you said, are desperate to get some bigs. How? Oh, yes.
Well, they just lost Anthony Davis. So what are we going to do? Start Jackson Hayes at center for the rest of the season? Like, respectfully. That's the full trade. We have some info. The Mavericks approached the Lakers and offered Luka Doncic. The Lakers brass, according to Shams, met and believe the 25-year-old Doncic has the ability to be the face of the franchise for the next decade, giving Anthony Davis a win-now move in Dallas. And the crazy part is, Tim McMahon of ESPN says, according to Nico Harrison, general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, I believe that defense wins championships. I believe that getting an all-defensive center and an all-NBA player with a defensive mindset gives us a better chance. We're built to win now and in the future. BJ, it's Saturday night over there in the States. How much has Nico Harrison been drinking? What the hell is going on here? Like, he's not wrong in defense wins championships. Okay, he's not wrong. But how it gives them a better chance to win now, even though Luka took you to the finals last year, and it gives you a better chance to win in the future when Anthony Davis has a track record of being injured with the exception of the last two seasons, and Luka Doncic is still getting started in his NBA career.
My initial instinct is I respect the move. I respect it.
My initial thought to this? The Mavericks have to know something about Luka Doncic that they're willing to, they have to know that he has an underlying injury or something going on with Luka Doncic that they're willing to give him up. Because that's the only way this makes sense to me. Luka Doncic is one of the best players in the entire National Basketball Association. and you're willing to trade him for Anthony Davis, who is a great player, don't get me wrong. But come on, Luka is the franchise. Now, if you think Kyrie and AD is going to win you a championship, Kyrie and AD, they're both great players, but they're both second option players. They both need a Luka Doncic or a LeBron James to go there and get to the biggest stage in basketball.
Hey, bro.
Luka Doncic, by the way, eligible to sign a 5-year, $229 million extension this summer with the Los Angeles Lakers.
We should have known something, Mo, when, what's the kid name that they got from the Washington Wizards
last year? Daniel Gafford.
When they didn't offer Daniel Gafford, I was like,
because they put him on a trade block.
Well, the yes.
But here's the thing for Luka, right? Is he was eligible to earn a 5-year, $345 million supermax contract with the Mavericks this summer.
Yes.
He's now not eligible for the supermax, and he's going to receive $120 million less dollars.
Who's this?
Luka Doncic.
Oh, because of this?
On his extension, because he's not supermax eligible because he's no longer with the team that drafted him.
Oh, right.
So he's losing out on $120 million for this move. It's mind-blowing to me that the Mavericks are the ones who approached the Lakers.
Bo, I've been saying this. I think now you're beginning to see some of the things that you and I have been discussing now for years. Behind the scenes, this league and the leadership has to do something. We are doing, you're up at 5 a.m. I'm up here in the evening here in the States because Mo, things are changing now. And there's more to come. There's more to come. We can say this. That will be an interesting game to watch. For sure. I can't wait to see what happens. Because it doesn't make sense right now, but I understand why both teams would do the deal. I understand.
No.
From the Lakers. Okay, this is what I've come to understand.
Go ahead.
The Lakers, they have a philosophy. They need stars.
Yeah. For the Lakers, this is an amazing deal.
And for Dallas, I think it's a good deal for them. I really do.
Are you insane?
I really think
This is insane. How?
Okay. I think it's a good deal for them. It's one thing I've always come to understand about NBA teams. Good NBA executives, they know their team and their players better than anyone else. And you said it at the beginning of this show. They must know something we don't know. And always remember, Mo, you and I can only see what we can see from outside of the locker room.
Luka Doncic did not request the trade, for the record. He did not request this trade.
This was what reported. We don't know. We don't know what's being said privately. We don't know. Everyone handles what used to happen behind the scenes now is playing out in real time. We don't know what truly happened. But what we do know, Mo, is that if everyone is healthy, I'll have some interest in the game because I want to see it. I want to see what is going on.
Well, in September last year, there was a report that the Lakers had their sights set on acquiring Luka Doncic. And former Lakers champion Robert Horry said he had a warning for the Lakers. He said he ain't the best defender, and that's the Lakers' problem. You got to have some athletic guys that can play defense. And Luka, you can score with the best of them, but you also got to know when to take the beers out of his hand. He's going to be good, but he ain't going to be what you need. That's what Robert Horry said back in September.
I'm going to say this. Out of respect to these teams, and what I've come to understand as a former executive, I know my team better than anyone else. And if that holds true, they must know something that we don't know. This isn't a talent issue. So something else must be going on. Who knows what it is? I don't know. Maybe it was just as simple as it was time to move on. Maybe. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not spreading rumors. I don't know. There's no way for me to know. And I am 1,000% sure that whatever their reasoning, there's only the owner and Nico Harrison is the only one that will know. Now, I'm sure, you know, the coaches may have said it or think it or whatever, whoever played a part in the decision-making up there. But the president and the owner, no one's going to confirm it. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens moving forward. It's not like the Lakers. It's not like the Lakers can suddenly get draft picks or anything else to build their team. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting now to see what the Lakers are going to do to build around the next 10 years. It's going to be interesting to see now who's the number one option with Luka.
These would be interesting now, because is this a signal that LeBron is ready to hang it up at the end of the season?
I have to assume that there's more going on here, because I don't know how you can play Luka and LeBron together. I'm just fascinated now to see the roster construction moving forward here. So, yeah, people get traded. All right. Surprising trade on a Saturday night, but it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
No, because if I asked you before today, name all the players you'd be willing to trade Luka Doncic for, you might say Jokic, you might say Giannis, you might say Wemby. But I don't know, maybe Shea. I don't know any other players on that list that you would have been willing to trade Luka Doncic. And respectfully, it's Anthony Davis. He certainly wouldn't have been on that list.
Well, Mo, again, let's look at it from the team and the executive. The best ability is availability. And we all know, Mo, that Luka has had some, we've never questioned his talent, but there's been other things. In particular, one of the more glaring things is defensively. We've all said this. Conditioning, we've all said this. Now, he's young enough, he gets back in condition, and because he may not be in the, whatever, at the beginning of the season, or whatever the case may be, he's still a top five player, okay? But you're not selling me that someone is going to trade Jokic, Giannis, Shea.
No, this is what I'm saying, hypothetically speaking. I'm not saying they would have really done those deals, but I'm saying that's the caliber of player Luka Doncic is.
We hold him in the same category. However, when it boils down to it and you're building a team, I don't think executives would do that. Now, do I think executives say hypothetically, as you just said? Yeah, you could say that. If everyone's healthy, everyone's playing. But as is, in reality, I don't think an executive would. I don't think Sam Presti would consider that with Shea. I don't think the Denver Nuggets.
No. I don't think they would either. But what I'm saying is, if I'm in charge of the Mavericks, I'm not trading Luka Doncic unless it's for somehow one of those guys. Now, if Shea comes to you and says that he wants to leave and he does not want to stay in OKC a second longer, then maybe I call the Mavericks and they see if Luka Doncic will come here. That's the only way that would happen. But what I'm saying is, if I'm the Mavericks, I'm not trading Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis.
But again,
No, because we talk about availability and conditioning. Anthony Davis has played over 70 games one time in his career.
No, what I'm saying is this, Mo. There has to be something we don't know. This isn't about what has happened. Something is there that we are not aware of. We have to take responsibility what we know and what we don't know. They traded him for a reason that at some point will come available. It will become available. However, the big thing is, I'm not going to sit here and Luka is a great player. I want to state that. Whatever's been said or done in the past is done in the past. The Lakers now have a 25-year-old player, right? He's like 25 or 26, somewhere around there. And he is an incredible offensive talent. Now, let's see what the Lakers are going to do with the initial shock. If this is true, that no one knew this was coming down the pipe. You can't tell me everyone did know.
Well, former owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, once said, if I had to choose between my wife and keeping Luka Doncic on the Mavs, catch me at my lawyer's office preparing for a divorce. That's what Mark Cuban said when he owned the team.
I'm staying on what happened. They traded him. Here it is. And I'm all in on it. I'm all in on this. I want to see how this plays out. I want to see what moves forward. I think it's easier for Dallas to just win 50 plus games with the team. I think it's it's a good trade for them. I understand. And there must be something going on. Who knows? I don't know what it is. Who knows?
Would you have done this deal? If you were in charge of the Dallas Mavericks, would you have traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis?
If I was on the GM of the Mavericks. Podcast,
If you were the GM of the Dallas Mavericks, would you have traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis?
And I had access to all of the information?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not doing my job if everyone's not tradable. I'm not doing my job.
So now, as an executive of the Lakers, surely you'd be wary that a team is approaching you, offering you Luka Doncic.
I'm not doing my job.
BJ, if I come to you with my brand new Ferrari and say, you know what, I'll give you my brand new Ferrari, you give me your Audi that breaks down every year for 8 years, but it's been working for the last 2 years. We'll do that swap. Would you not think that that deal is too good to be true?
Okay, so here's what I would do. First of all, I'm not the owner of the Lakers. So the very first thing I have to do is go to the owner and say, Mrs. Buss, this is the offer they came in today. How would you like me to proceed?
Assuming that you believed it was real.
No. It's an easy believe. Let me just call on my cell phone and call the owner of the Mavs and say, is this for real? And the Mavs owner would say, yes. I had my president call your president. How would you like to proceed? Now, that's an owner-to-owner deal. There's no executive that could say this. Yes, I'll do the deal. So everyone said, hold on. Let me call my owner and I'll get back to you. Trust me on that.
I know.
So the owners made the deal. Now, if the owner says they want to make the deal, Mo, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
You're cool Danny Ainge to try and make it work.
Yeah, it's nothing you can do. You got to do your job. And if the owner wants to do that, what are you going to do? So all of these so-called GMs, no, this had nothing to do with the GMs or the presidents or whatever the titles are. This is an owner-to-owner deal. Okay. How do I know it's an owner-to-owner deal? It happened in the middle of the night on a Saturday because no one can talk about it tomorrow on all the talk shows. Okay. So someone knew about it.
Because they ain't up at 6 a.m. like me.
Exactly. So I'm not sitting here acting like, oh, wow, what the GM made this call and the G. No. Come on. You're going to do that? Someone knew, and the someone are the owners. One owner to another owner. And we live in the age of information, right, Mo? And no one heard about it? Mo, no one heard about this? Okay. So there it is. The owners made the deal. The owners felt it was good business for them for whatever the reason may be. And it's done. Now, let's play basketball. That's what I want to see.
I am going to be sick.
Well,
see,
you can be sick.
I thought the Lakers, once LeBron retires, they'll just fall off a cliff and be horrible forevermore. Now I got to deal with the Lakers having Luka Doncic for the next 10 years.
Well, okay. Now you're telling why you're really concerned about the trade. because I think this is a good trade. I really do. I'm not saying it was a good trade because you like seeing people get traded. However, but there had to be a reason.
It's a good trade for Anthony Davis. He's made $6 million from a trade bonus in his contract. He goes from $43 million to $49 million.
Hey, and you know what? I think this works. So something must have happened. Let's see what is being said. I would guess things will come out about defense. I would guess things are going to come out about defense. We still feel we have a championship caliber team. Who knows? Maybe they'll talk about, I don't know, you know, conditioning or whatever the case may be. Who knows? I don't know. It's none of my business. But what is my business is that I want to see the response of the players. I'm in particular, I'm really curious about how they're going to construct that team in LA.
Well LeBron has wanted to play with Luka for a real time.
And I want to see his, and by the way, I want to see LeBron's response.
LeBron wanted Luka to be the first athlete to wear the LeBron signature line. You know how Luka assigned to Michael Jordan? He wanted Luka to wear LeBron's instead of Jordan's. And he couldn't get that done. But now he gets to play alongside him.
I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that's going to work. See, these are things that I now.
So are you saying LeBron could be on the move?
I don't know. I said I didn't expect this to happen. I didn't. We were talking about other guys being traded. This is going to dominate the headline. Now we're in LA. The spotlight is in LA. This is LA. This is a market that's going to demand answers. Who's going to handle that ball? Because I know Luka can't play without it. And I know LeBron can't play without it. So let's see how this is going to play out. I don't know.
Let's see what but Coach they JJ just told Redick
me
does.
In the quote. They just told me in the quote, in the press release, we see a player who's going to be the face for the next 10 years. Is that not what they said?
Yeah.
Now, that means LeBron is going to be 50. Okay. So let's see what this is going to do. I don't know what this is going to do, but I'm certainly here for it. I'm running. What you guys say, Mo? Is it what you guys say? You're running to the smoke? Well, I'm running to this one because I want to see how this plays out because this is going to be a process. And how are they going to build the team? And if I remember correctly, they don't have any draft picks.
Yeah.
And Luka, he's up for an extension, right?
Yeah, 240 whatever million, 223 okay. million, whatever.
So,
6 a.m.
So I'm going to assume, Mo, I'm going to assume this. Everyone's going to be like, oh, wow, this just came together very quickly. It's hard for me to believe that they would trade for Luka and not know that they can re-sign him.
Yeah, no, they're definitely re-signing him.
Okay, well, I'm just interested to see how they go to build a team. See, that's what I'm – okay, so their philosophy would be people want to play with Luka. Their philosophy is going to be they're going to get all these people and free agents. Okay, if that's it, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I want to see. See, this is the stuff that I love.
This is
love
insane
it.
To me. This is yeah. insane to me. I mean
– I love it.
I mean, what the hell is going on? No, this is legitimately insane.
Well, I will say this. If I were working with Luka in his camp, I mean, this is good for business.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. You're in the biggest market now.
This is good for business. I think this is good for the NBA, by the way.
This is good for Jordan Brand.
See, now you're talking my language, Mo. When you get past all of the, you know, the little stuff, wow, can you believe it? He's this, he's that. Okay. I think this is good for business. If I were working with Luka, I think this is good for his career. I think this is good for Dallas and what they're doing. I think it's good for the business of the NBA. And if it works out, I mean, yeah, he's a star in Dallas. He was a star. But he's a star now in LA.
Which team is better positioned to make a run in the championship this season now?
Oh, Dallas, for sure.
Dallas with Anthony Davis rather than the Lakers with Luka.
Look at Mo. Let's look at the teams. You just sat there and told me they need this. They need that. Respectfully so. You just said it. Why are you asking me? It's obvious.
Yeah, because
it's obvious. You sit here and said it, and then you ask me this question like you don't know the answer. You just sat there and said it. Come on.
I need
like
the clip. This I need is the clip. Respect my hustle.
This is the Hoop Genius podcast. Our fans are the most knowledgeable. Our audience is the most knowledgeable audience in the world.
That's a fact.
Right now, as is, the Dallas Mavericks are positioned better than the LA Lakers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's see what the Lakers are going to do. The Lakers now have to push the reset button. That's what this means. You've had a guy who's been saying for years now he didn't even want to play the center position. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's put him at the power forward, put Lively at the center
position. Oh, so we're going to put PJ Washington on the bench. We're going to put him at the three.
Put him at the three and let's play.
Have Kyrie and Dinwiddie or Kyrie and Klay Thompson.
Yeah, Kyrie and Klay Thompson and let's play. I'm okay with that. Kyrie, Klay Thompson, AD, PJ. Lively at the center. That's, hey.
That would be a fun team now, on 2K. But for the Lakers,
right now,
Luka at the one, Austin Reeves at the two, Rui Hachimura at the three, LeBron at the four, and Jackson Hayes at the five.
Okay, so this is not a question right now. This is not a question. Okay, now let's see how this plays out. Because now you have LeBron, okay? But clearly now we know the future of the Lakers. Clearly now they have to start building the team. And I will say this around Luka Doncic.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, now what does that mean for LeBron?
Well, I mean, either he's going to have to move somewhere else or he's going to have to retire or they find a way to make it work with him and Luka.
Clearly, he has to play with the ball. LeBron has played for 20-something years with the ball in his hand. Now, we'll see. We'll see how it works. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. But I'm all for it, though. But there's no question. There's no question who has the better team, the better roster right now, though.
I guarantee as soon as we finish doing this episode, they're going to do another trade. I'm just never going to sleep again.
Well, I'll just let you stay on and...
We just have a live feed coming from my house. Just
call me in the morning.
It is the morning. It's 6 morning in the you. Morning. Yeah, I'm going to be up in 2 hours. This is the dedication I'm bringing to the people.
I'm all for it. For the record, I think it's a good trade. I really do. It was great because the NBA will be talking. This is a wake up call for everyone. Now everyone will be on alert. I think this puts all of the players on notice. Everyone's tradable. I think it puts the executives in a position where you know you're not going to steal the headlines now. Okay. Any other trade now is not going to steal the headlines. We're going to be analyzing this trade for a minimum of a week. No, it's going to go all the way through All-Star Weekend. Okay. And then we'll go from there. We'll go from there.
I can't believe this. Yeah. I'm sick of the Lakers. I'm sick of them.
Well, I'm telling you what. It's good for business.
The Lakers have been terrible at building their roster, and they just luck themselves into Luka Doncic. I'm sick of this.
No. I you know what I want to come from this? You know what I want? This is what I want. I want to see the best version of Luka come from this. That's what I really want to see. Because there's been a couple of years where I really thought he was positioned to be the MVP of the league.
Mm.
And for whatever reason, it didn't happen.
Mm.
I hope what happens from this is that we will get that version of him.
Do you know what I hope happens from this? Mavs
But he
Lakers
doesn't.
first round of the playoffs.
I don't know if that can happen this year, but I'm sure it will happen.
Well, I mean, like, right now, what is it? Three games separating the Lakers and the Mavs in the standings. Who
I
knows?
Want,
Like, in the West, if you go on like a 3 or 4 game winning streak, you can
I
go
want
up
the
like
best.
six seeds.
I want the best version of Luka to come from this. And because I know that this has the potential to be like a, it's going to be shocking. It's all, you know, here's the thing I always.
Oh, MC Davis just waived his trade bonus and Dallas is now $628,000 under the luxury tax. Before the trade, they were $5 million over.
And that's another thing we did not consider. Maybe the owner said, we're not going over the luxury tax. Maybe, here's the thing. If you go into the aprons, the first apron and the second apron, one of the things that you have to truly consider, Mo, because you're going to be an executive.
Yes.
Here's the thing. If your owner comes to you and says, hey, Mo, we'll do it, but I want you to guarantee me that we're going to win a championship or get to the finals with him, your answer would be what?
What did say that again?
If your owner.
Yes.
Said, we'll pay Luka Doncic as long as you guarantee me that we'll win a championship or at the very least get to the NBA finals with the team as is. Would you do it?
We just got to the finals.
I'm asking you, not what you did yesterday.
And the consequence is, well, I'll get fired if we don't.
There you go.
And we're saying this season?
I'm saying I'm going to give him the apron and I'm going to pay X amount of dollars.
So we're giving him 5 more years on his contract, and you're telling me within those 5 years, we got to get back to the finals?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay.
I'm doing that.
Okay. But there you go.
But I'm also going to be in practice telling Luka to guard somebody on defense, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm the executive, he ain't walking around like he does. If I'm the executive, we talked about this the other day, B.
If I'm the executive,
things are going to
be
different.
No, that's not how.
Let me tell you one more thing from Tim McMahon. I don't know how to say his name. Works for ESPN. The Mavericks had major concerns moving forward with Luka Doncic due to his constant conditioning issues and looming commitment of another supermax contract extension this summer.
See, there you go. See, these are the things.
So they basically said you don't work out enough to get a supermax.
Mo, again, these things like this are going to come out. You can't make this up. And this is why I'm saying this to Luka. Anthony Davis has been traded before. So he'll be like, wow.
No. Before, he forced the Pelicans to trade him to the Lakers. Now he got traded by surprise. So, Anthony Davis.
I don't think things like this happen by surprise. No, but again, well, I could be wrong.
LeBron James reportedly learned about this trade whilst at dinner with his family in New York after the game. And he was very surprised. And he claims...
Okay.
Get close up on BJ's face.
No, I'm
like,
gonna, I'm gonna,
no
I'm
idea.
Gonna, I'm gonna say good night. Okay. Now, Mo, again, I want to tell our audience the following: it's not what I say; it's what I don't say. And I want our audience to read between the lines. Okay, if that's what's said, fine. However, someone knew that this was happening. Someone knew. And I have yet to know this to be true. You're going to communicate with your best player. You're going to communicate with your best player. Now, either Anthony Davis knew this because he was the best player.
No, he won't.
Or the other guy knew this. But someone knew that this was going to happen, okay? Someone knew. You're not doing a deal and your best player is not on board. Those days are over. You might could have got away with it when there were newspapers. You probably could have got away with it on talk radio. But these things are happening in real time. Okay, this happening in real. Mo knew about it 30 seconds after it happened. He probably knew about it 2 seconds after it happened.
Maybe he knew about it 30 seconds before the rest of the world knew about it, and he just weren't allowed to say it.
Okay, so someone knew about this. Okay, and all I want to come from this is I want to see the best version of Luka because I know he can defend. I've seen him do it. I know he can pass. I know he can shoot. I know he can score. I know he can play. And if we get that version of Luka will be an MVP in a Lakers uniform. And that would be good for the NBA. And you know what else would be good for the NBA, Mo? Suddenly, we will see players who don't like each other and don't like franchises. We're going to get competition, Mo. And you know what, Mo? If it's one thing I really respect about Luka Doncic, he's got a little mean streak in him.
He
And
does.
I like it. And
I like it too.
because I'm in LA, Luka, I'm encouraging you to bring out the full repertoire of who you really are here in LA.
Oh,
Because
he a
it's a great
dog.
stage.
He a dog.
Now,
On
that,
offense.
that
The
and
Lakers have got the
now
worst defense in the NBA right now, though.
I don't if Luka brings his total package, not just the offensive package is the distraction. If he brings his total package, Laker Nation, you're in for a treat. Luka, you are in for a treat. The basketball community is in for a treat. We will be entertained if Luka brings his full package and dedication and focus to this. Now, that's a big if. But I'm for this. This is good for business. This is good for the NBA. And you know what? We might even get a rivalry out of it now.
That's
We
what I want to
might,
see them
hey, and you
matched
know
up
what
in
we
the
might,
playoffs.
you know what we might get out of this, Mo? Some pushing. We might, hey,
Yes,
Mo, we might get some stare downs after someone dunks on someone. Mo,
oh man, what a
Mo,
world that would
we,
be.
hey, Mo, we might get a team where you say they really don't like each other.
What a world that would be.
Hey, Mo. Guess what will happen, Mo? Viewers will probably start tuning into the game. Because
No
guess what?
way.
You're going to have competition.
Viewers
There
like
will, hey,
competitiveness in sports?
Mo, there'll be no more
No, I
hugging.
can't
Hey, Mo,
believe
I
it.
can tell you this. There will be no hugging before the game when Dallas plays the Lakers.
No,
How about
let's not
that?
lie. Anthony Davis is still gonna go hug LeBron.
Hey,
Kyrie Irving is
Luka.
still gonna go hug LeBron. Let's just keep it 100.
Luka is not going to be hugging anyone.
Oh, yeah, that's
Okay?
Luka, though. He different.
Well,
But Anthony Davis ain't with no
this
smoke.
is what I'm saying. And Luka will have say so during the course of this game. So if that happens, Mo, that's why I like to trade. Because I see the potential of what this could do for the league. I want him to be upset. I want him to be like, okay, this is how you feel. I want him to say, oh, this is how y'all feel. Y'all don't think I could be in shape? And Luka just comes back ripped.
Jacked.
Yeah, now you're talking.
We might have
And
to take a
that,
trip to Slovenia this summer, you know, B.
yeah,
We
absolutely.
might have to
And
be
you
in
know
that gym,
what?
you know.
This to me could be great because he's a competitor. He can, you know what this could be like, Bo? Remember when Charles Barkley got, well, you're too young. Charles Barkley got traded to Dallas, I mean to the Phoenix Suns. Mo, he had like a two or three year run after that trade, Mo, where he was just simply, he was great in Philadelphia, but he was the MVP in Phoenix. That's what I want. It's good for business. Mo, this is great for us. This is the greatest thing that's ever. You know what's going to be phenomenal? Lakers Celtics.
Hey, Luka Doncic ain't guarding Jason Tatum, but Jason Tatum is guarding Luka Doncic. I'm gonna tell you that for free right now.
He might be guarding him, but he's not guarding him. Now, that's one thing I'm gonna say about Luka. Ain't nobody stopping Luka
I saw the
Doncic, man.
finals.
Yeah, you saw the finals.
You saw the finals. Everyone saw the finals. What happened in the finals?
We saw it. But listen, Luka is unguardable on the offensive end. Now, I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna get that young man that.
I'm matching up Tatum with Luka every time. I don't
And I'm here
care.
for it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
So, in conclusion, really and truly, this is a money-saving trade for the Mavericks.
Oh, let's call it like it is. Follow the money. Follow the money. If we want to know what it is, let's follow the money. Absolutely.
They should have kept Mark Cuban as the owner of that team.
What did Mark do?
He would have paid Luka. That's what he would have done.
Okay, but what did Mark do?
He won a championship. The best interest.
Okay, and what else did he do? He followed the what?
He followed the money.
Okay.
That's why he's a billionaire, of course. That's what he does.
Absolutely. Duh. Yeah, exactly. So all of this winning and all that stuff, yeah. Okay, Mark, bravo. That's what it's all about. Now, I just want to see Luka do the same thing.
Well, we'll be back with more. We're going to be back tomorrow now because it's Sunday today. So we'll
Laker
be back tomorrow.
Nation.
No. Stuff for that. We ain't doing that on this show. We ain't doing that. Hell no. I'm disgusted that we've even done 620 episodes and you got a Laker jersey behind you, but I'll give it a pass because it's magic.
I'll give it a pass because it's magic because
he sent me this signed basketball that I've got right here. That's signed by the Magic Man. So I'll give it a pass only because it's magic. Magic and Kobe, they get a pass, but we ain't repping no Laker Nation around here. God forbid.
We are for the truth no matter where it comes from.
Paul Pierce.
If any of them players
we are
the
for
wall,
the truth. Number 34 in the Celtics.
Yeah. I knew the truth before the truth. Walter Berry.
Okay. We ain't going down another rabbit hole. It's 6:22 in the morning. I need to get some sleep. Any final thoughts
on
this
trade?
I'm fired up.
Hey, great trade. It's great. It's going to get us talking. We have stuff to talk about. We have stuff that's moving. And you know what? I like it.
I really like it. Jack in our Discord server just put something crazy and he goes, it's insane that Luka Doncic was traded for less than Rudy Gobert. That's insane.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I don't know how people put value in first round picks. And then you and I sit here every year and go, okay.
Well, the first round picks the players become.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. We ain't getting into that.
We ain't getting into that right now.
Subscribe to the show. You know, I'm seeing right now Shams on ESPN talking about no one knew about this trade. This is why you're listening to this podcast, because it ain't what BJ says. Sometimes you got to read between them lines. Shout out to Shams. You know one thing I was thinking about, though, B? See, you know Woj quite well. Do you think that he's like kind of mad that he's missing out on this? Because he used to love breaking these kind of stories. Do you think he's seeing this news breaking and he wishes he was in the middle of this?
No.
You don't think he was missing that adrenaline rush?
I don't. You know, when you're in the business, like when you're in this business, you forget. When you're outside of it, you see it from one perspective. But when you're in it, you know what stinks for me, Mo, about this
trade.
What stinks about this trade is, you know, I don't know Luka's personal life like I know Anthony Davis, but he has a family.
Yeah, he's got a wife, his childhood sweetheart, he's got kids.
And Mo, that's what stinks. You know, I've been traded during the middle of a season. Well, it's not fun. It's not like we hear whatever. Oh man, this trade. Oh, it's like, what does this mean? But you know what, Mo? When you got to look at your kid, you got to look at your significant other, your family member, and you uproot to go to a different place. You know, you forget about the human part of this.
Absolutely. But in the long run, I think I'd much rather grow up in LA than Dallas.
If that's your personality, that's great. LA is not for everyone.
That's true. But it's not for Anthony Davis anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah. And so from that, I just hope it works out for everyone. Because in the end, you got to make tough decisions. And that's why these people get paid the big money. Now, that to me is what stinks. Because when I worked in this business as an executive, that was the hardest part for me is trading people, because you see the people and you see the human side of this business. Okay. Everyone gets tough and says a lot of things, but I've seen a lot of people break down, you know, and their families break down and their kids, you go to school and you know, you don't have kids, Mo, but it's harder on the kids. Okay. And when you have, especially when you have young kids, that's hard. So again, I don't want to lose that. And for me, I made a decision. That was one of the reasons I got out of that business, is because, Mo, there was a human side of me that I knew what that felt like.
Yeah.
Okay. So in saying all that, yeah, we talk about it, but hopefully it works out for everyone involved, including the business of basketball and the basketball space, in which we're, you know, talking about. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Plenty more trades to come. Stay tuned to the Genius Podcast. Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from.
And go to sleep. Would you please go to sleep? Get some rest.
I can't.
So you
now.
Can talk about the trades.
I'm on 100 right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed. For the next few hours. I'm going to scroll through my phone.
You can talk about this. You can talk about it for the rest of the night. I'm going to bed. I got some more reading to catch up on. And, you know, I got some things I need to get to sleep. I need to get to sleep. I got young kids and they're going to be up early in the morning. And
get your rest, brother. Get your rest. Get your rest.
If any more trades happen, Mo, call me in the morning. Don't be texting me in the middle of the night.
All right. Well, get some rest. You guys listening, hope you enjoyed that, the insight on this show. And stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more coming very soon from the Genius Podcast. Subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. And most importantly, until next time, get buckets.